I think it is pretty much that simple, yes. I think when you boil all the arguments down, that basically this issue is about a group of pretty small, very wealthy people who prefer to have that body of water left for their yachting.
Indeed. Now, was the one potential legitimate environmental concern that I read in the book was the possible effect that wind farms would have on birds. What was unearthed during this discussion?
Well, there are several examples of early wind turbines causing harm to birds. In this particular case, that's unlikely to happen, and the reason for that is twofold. First of all, there are not very many birds that use that area of Nantucket Sound to begin with. And second of all, the newer turbines are substantially less harmful to birds than the turbines that are at fault in Altamont Pass. I think it's important to point out that if you did find flocks of birds flying over various wind plants, it's possible now to turn off those turbines during migration periods so that the blades aren't even spinning and the birds will be perfectly safe.
We're speaking with Wendy Williams. She's the co-author of the new book, Cape Wind, Money, Celebrity Class, Politics, and the Battle for Our Energy Future on Nantucket Sound. And there were celebrities, of course, involved with this in terms of the people who, some of the loudest voices opposing this wind farm. Some of the biggest culprits described in the book are Robert F. Kennedy Jr. and Walter Cronkite. Wendy Williams, if you could tell our listeners about both of these gentlemen's reaction to the wind farm, and did they ultimately change their minds about it?
Well, I think the leadership of this opposition group can be traced to the whole Kennedy family, not just Bobby Kennedy, but his uncle Ted Kennedy. This is an area where they have sailed since the 1920s when they first came to Cape Cod, and they would like to keep it the way it is now. It could actually be a great contributor to the New England energy grid, but people who sail out there and believe that they have a right to do so prefer not to be able to see the turbines when they're there. It's important to explain that when the Kennedys and other people do sail out there, they won't be sailing over the part of the sound where these turbines will be built, because those waters are too shallow. At low tide, some of those waters are 10 feet deep, so it's pretty dangerous for the larger boats. But what people tell me is that they don't want to look at the turbines when they're sailing out in the water.
RFK Jr., where is he now on the wind farm?
Oh, he's still very, very much opposed to it. He's very vehement in his opposition. As far as Walter Cronkite, he seems to have softened his point of view a bit. He began by being very opposed to them and by actually making an infomercial for the wealthy people who produced the infomercial. But several years into the project, he actually sat down and listened to Jim Gordon and had a conversation with Mr. Gordon, and decided that what he would do would be to hold his opinion in abeyance until all the information came in.
You write in Cape Wind, and we're speaking with Wendy Williams, the co-author of the new book, Cape Wind. Wendy, you write in the book that as this saga was continuing, that a New York Times Magazine reporter came in to document what was happening here, and her piece seemed to have turned the tide in some ways. Can you talk about that?
Yes, that was a lot of fun. Ellie Burkett came to town in the dead of winter, as I write in the book, and Cape Codders had a lot of fun with that. It's not always that exciting on Cape Cod in January. It's pretty dark and dreary, and the wind blows pretty hard, in fact. So Ellie came and interviewed everyone, talked to all different parties, did a huge amount of research, and came up with a conclusion that the opponents just didn't have any facts to back up their claims. The story that she wrote ran in June, and I think it was the first glow of light for people who supported the project in what had been several very dark years.
You write in the book that your new governor there in Massachusetts, Deval Patrick, is in support of the wind farm, but the former governor has a big part in this book, Mitt Romney. Where was Mitt Romney in all of this?
Mitt Romney was very, very much opposed to this project and was very willing to lend his name to whatever was necessary to keep the project from being built. It's important to point out that Romney does not live on Nantucket Sound, but many of his wealthiest donors do live on Nantucket Sound, and I think it was probably almost a requirement for him to simply come out and oppose this project. when you listen to him speak, and I listen to him speak very, very often, all he would say is Nantucket Sound is a national treasure. Beyond that, he had no facts to back up his statements. He really didn't have any information to provide people as to why he was so adamantly opposed to the project. He just opposed it, and he actually allowed his picture to be put in fundraising documents for the Alliance to Protect Nantucket Sound to help them raise even more money. He still continues to say that he opposes it, and when people ask for the facts and the background on his opposition, what Mr. Romney does is just repeat the mantra, Nantucket Sound is a national treasure.
Here we are, Wendy Williams, in the summer of 2007. What is happening with the wind farm? Is it still potentially going to happen?
Things are looking up for the wind farm right now. As a matter of fact, I just had a long conversation with the developer. We got a new governor last year, Deval Patrick, and Deval Patrick actually announced his grassroots run for the governorship underneath a wind turbine, one of the few that have been allowed to be built in Massachusetts under the Romney administration. And Mr. Patrick vowed that he would help bring Massachusetts into the renewable energy world, and since he has taken office, he has done absolutely everything he could to live up to that promise. One of the things that's happened is that the stalling on the state level that occurred for almost 5 years under the Romney administration has been turned around. The state is moving forward. They have approved the company's environmental impact statement, and most people believe that they will get the requisite state permits in relatively short order.